Mrs. Fong's front room filled with a pleasant aroma of vanilla and coffee beans. It was approaching 10 o'clock and her favourite time of the day. The Chinese tutor had decided that morning in March she would resurrect Chairman Mao in her online classroom for the Liverpool High School students. Lizzie Fong was trendy, trim, and a stimulating teacher. Internet learning was no longer a big deal, but Zoom classes counted as a new thing. She was running much later than usual because she'd done the neighbourly deed and dropped off food to a pensioner under lockdown, unable to shop for himself. There was plenty still to gather before lessons began. Notes, quotes, pen, pad, props, and a tin of butter cookies. Since her arrival in Liverpool from Beijing 18 months ago, Elizabeth Fong had been an enormous hit. Her sessions never bored because they were always stimulating and unpredictable. The number studying Mandarin to GCSEs was double that of the previous year. She sometimes screamed, often swore, and even danced to music during her classes. The teacher was never subtle. But it was all to get the sleepy kids engaged in the learning process. Lizzie Fong liked Zoom more now she was familiar with the software. Coming together face-to-face using the meeting app was as simple as wiping your nose. She'd sent the links with a password the night before, as per schedule. The pupils came online like ghosts appearing from the dark. "Hiya, everybody!" The popular instructor greeted her early birds with open arms and a cheery wave. "How are you?" "Good morning," they chorused back. She expected full attendance, and that's what she had got. Well, almost. "Tony, where are you? Mr. Anthony, tell your fans why you have no clothes on." Lizzie Fong feigned alarm at the sight of the student's naked chest. Very Sarah Bernhardt. "What?" The student leapt to his feet to show off the raspberry print chinos and made a quick pirouette. As he circled, laughter rippled around the internet classroom, followed by loud applause and whistles. Tony G, the know-it-all who liked to be the centre of attention, working off his iPhone at a local sports ground, played to his public willingly. "Tony, why are you in the damn park?" The students loved her street slang. She made squinty eyes and crossed her arms. Another profile lit up. Lizzie Fong counted 15 participants now amongst her audience, who were mostly Chinese, British-born, and clever as hell. Come the summer, this lot will smash the exams. Well, they would have aced, every single one of them, if it hadn't been for COVID-19 and the bloody government who'd gone and cancelled the GCSEs. They'd sure beat the academic crap out of the rest of the slackers in the city, which meant big jobs and big bucks in the future. Lizzie Fong sometimes dressed up as Mao Zedong when she covered this subject. She was a talented actress and did an excellent job too of Lao Tzu, Confucius, Sun Tzu, Deng Xiaoping and Aladdin. But today she'd run out of time to dress up and wore just black slacks and a plain red shirt. Maoism is a philosophy Chairman Mao developed himself. Its emphasis is on the military line to capture power. He called it the protracted people's war. The leader liked to fight to get his way. And what do you think of that? All war is bad, one of the younger students asserted. I agree, said another. So, smarty pants, you don't want to take direct action? So, this morning we will talk about ways of getting along with people who fail to share your views. Who has heard of international relations? And explain why Chinese-born in the UK always get top grades in the subject. Do we have to answer in Mandarin? Mrs. Fong got this question every hour of the day. Do we have to answer in Mandarin? She mimicked. Yes, stupid, you do. What do you kids think this is, a cookery class? Two of the girls covered their faces with their palms, while another dropped her lip. Oh, you respond in bloody English if you have to. It's up to you at this stage. You ask in Mandarin, said Tony. We will answer in English. all agreed on the compromise. How many of you are aware that Leslie Charteris was from Singapore? Does that name mean anything to you? Miss Fong noticed her students shifting uneasily in their seats, in their bedrooms, in their kitchens. Come on, am I that old? Don't you all know he wrote The Saint? They grinned into cameras and onto the communal screen, headphones on, full makeup applied. Roger Moore, didn't he play James Bond? Eric Yu suggested. Tony jumped up and took aim at his laptop with an imaginary gun. Dee-dee, dee-dee, dee-dee-dee. He hummed the famous 007 theme. You want to take this class, Tony? An eruption of nervous laughter followed. Leslie Charteris, Chinese? I never knew that. One of the slower students chipped in. When the author arrived in the US, what happened? Lizzie Fong made a dark and a menacing face. He couldn't become resident because of the what? The Chinese Exclusion Act, someone suggested. Yes, very good. Now you are on the ball. At last you are awake. What did they call us? Orientals. No. You could not live legally in the States, none of you. Not even if you had one parent who was full-blood American. A latecomer joined the group, but out of shot. But they'd at least logged in to enter the class. Who was it? Still five students unaccounted for. Oh, it could be any of them. And she didn't have time to check every Johnny-come-lately. It's on the television, said someone. What is? My mum watches The Saint over and over. Britain is definitely not like that, another student declared. She had the habit of pissing off the teacher whenever she could. What? Miss Fong shook her head from side to side. You don't believe this country is racist, then? Where have you been all your life? No, I do not. This prompted more tutting and pen-tapping from the meeting. Lizzie encouraged this kind of intellectual conflict. Let me hear one student at a time, please. Jennifer Chong, you go first. You can't miss Chinese celebrities in the UK. They're everywhere. They wouldn't have become famous if there was racism. Give me one example, Jenny. Gok Wan. Is that the best you can do? The teacher from Gangzhou pulled her red shirt down low on her hips. They talked like brainwashed puppets. Who told you there is no discrimination? Boris Johnson. But there are many other examples, Jennifer stressed her point. Michael Chow is famous for his restaurants. Other suggestions came forward rapid fire, mostly young kicks Miss Fong hadn't heard of. Katie Tunstall, she played the piano from 4 years old. Our community is the oldest in Western Europe, so of course we have made progress. But name me one minister in government who is ethnic Chinese. Did she need to drum it in? Things must change here, and they will. Have you marked our essays yet, Miss Fong? Who asked that? Lizzie Fong's assignment had been 1,000 words in written Mandarin on the formation and origins of the National Communist Party. Preparation for this class. Of course, I'll email your marks back to you soon. It had been a good homework to set. The CCP considered students potential recruits. These kids would never refuse an offer from the party unless they needed a brain transplant. Only the top ranks qualified for ideological training and observation, and those who trusted members like Lizzie Fong recommended. But she'd not broadcast that sort of insider info about. Who is that? Who is our late student? Why don't you show yourself, our latecomer? The blank screen filled with a black and white sign. It read, Kill all Chinese before they kill us. A second message followed in hand-scrawled letters. They started the virus. Finally, a Nazi flag appeared. Lizzie Fong steadied herself, dizzy with shock, and fumbled for her keyboard. The intruder began a racist rant in Scouse English. Why couldn't she cut the creep off? In her panic, she'd forgotten how to do it. She kept an eye on the dumbfounded Zoom class, and one by one their lights switched off. What? Someone screamed back. Lock him out! Shut him down! The interruption had blindsided her. How'd it happen? Find the controls, Miss Fong, at the bottom. She located the right icon next to Share Screen under Advanced Sharing Options. Under the section entitled Who Can Share, she'd allowed all participants. She clicked the button, only host, closed the window. Faint and frazzled, the teacher ran the computer mouse over the list of names to find and remove the hacker, but he checked out. And after all the dithering, she was too late to stop the in-meeting file transfers of scenes showing Chinese atrocities, memes, sexual abuse images. She shut down the lesson with, I will message you. The unexpected AI assault floored her. The full fury of it left her trembling and mad with herself. It was her fault. She'd not taken adequate precautions against a cyber attack. It was an oversight waiting to happen. Mistakes occur through haste, never through doing a thing at leisure, she thought. But crisis brings opportunity, and she must not waste it for the sake of the party.